Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." Since this past Sunday, the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Gospels have been catching our attention in dramatic ways. This past Sunday, we had the Gospel from the 14th chapter of St. Luke, and we observed Jesus' use of hyperbole to catch our attention, where he said, "Unless you hate your mother and your father, your wife and your children, your sisters and your brothers, even your very self, you cannot be my disciple." Jesus taught love his entire life. His entire being was dedicated to love. We have to be clear about what he was saying this past Sunday. When he used the word hate, the scripture scholars say he wasn't saying hate as you and I understand hate. He was just saying love less. Make sure God is first. Keep everything in perspective. As much as they are valued in our lives, family is still not to come above our care, concern, our love, regard for, and dedication to God. Keep even our suffering second only to God. Do not let them absorb us, consume us, and take all our attention away from God. Our possessions in the third place, keep them always second. Do not be owned by what you own, but make sure that God is always your greatest possession. Jesus used hyperbole to catch our attention, not telling us to hate, but telling us to love God more. Today, Wednesday of the 23rd week of Ordinary Time, Luke once again catches our attention in the words of Jesus, in Luke's blessings and woes, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor, the hungry, the sorrowing, the hated, the persecuted, for your reward will be great in heaven. This will not be your eternal destiny. Your eternal destiny will be with God, and this present sorrow and suffering is not going to last for all eternity. Find joy in God's promise. Look forward to that promise, and find your joy in God alone." In some ways, it's very connected to Sunday's gospel. But then he goes on, catching our attention in a dramatic way, by saying, "Woe to you rich! Woe to you satisfied! Woe to the happy! Woe to the popular, to the respected! Woe to all of you who are receiving satisfaction now! It may not always be like that for you." Now, when we hear these woes, they're shaking and they're challenging. Sometimes they sound very, very threatening, and they can be used for the wrong purposes. Like Sunday, I believe that there's clarification needed for the meaning of these woes. The woes are not curses as such. The woes are not meant to be condemnations. They are more like warnings. They are more like strong urgings and invitations to participate with God and to partner with God in the relief of the sufferings of the poor. Megan McKenna, who is a theologian and author of many books from Albuquerque, New Mexico, has a book titled Blessings and Woes by Orbis Books. And she says in her book, the lamentations are a sign of the love of God for the rich, as are the beatitudes for the poor. That's a tremendous insight. The lamentations, what we call woes in today's gospel, are actually a sign of the love of God for the rich. She goes on, the woes and lamentations are words of care, blunt, intense, provoking reactions, intent on catching our attention. For me, the woes are trying to catch the attention of the self-absorbed. People who are more into safeguarding our own comforts than relieving the discomforts of others. But one of the things we must remember is that they are not meant to curse, they are not meant to condemn, they are not meant to exclude any more than God ever excluded the Israelites even when they abandoned God. The woes are meant to raise our consciousness, to raise our care, to invite us into the program, to invite us into partnership with God, not to exclude. And I think that clarification is very important when we hear Luke's blessings and woes. I think this is a great gospel for us to have in this week following the weekend canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. What a blessed, blessed woman she was. How blessed we are to have been sharing the very same lifetime as Mother Teresa. What strikes me most about her is that Mother Teresa did not preach to the people, wait for relief, someday you will receive relief from God. Mother Teresa became the relief of God to the best of her ability. Mother Teresa didn't just pray for the destitute of Calcutta and give her heart over to them in her prayers. Mother Teresa became the answer to her very own prayers on their behalf. Mother Teresa became what she prayed. That's the blunt invitation of the woes. That's the invitation and the urging to all of us today who hear this gospel. Once again, Megan McKenna says, the first to receive the good news and the invitation are the poor. But all are invited in, even those who resist. And God, now in Jesus, laments and warns, cajoles and threatens, beseeches and tell stories, all with the intention of breaking the hard hearts of those who will not hear or believe. Like Saint Teresa of Calcutta, all of us today who hear this gospel are invited to listen closely again to the cries of the poor and to become their blessing here and now. What an invitation from God to not tell the poor to wait for fulfillment and the fullness of God's promise, but to be invited into the privilege of becoming their blessing here and now. Let us who hear this gospel become what we pray. And let us invite as many people as will come with us to join us on the journey.